This past Sunday, the public got its first look at Broadway's long-anticipated musical take on Spider-Man. The show has an incredible pedigree written and directed by The Lion King's Julie Taymor, with a score by U2's Bono and The Edge. But Sunday's preview did not go well. Judgment was harsh and, thanks to the internet, swift. Spider-Man officially opens January 11th, but as Jeff London reports, it's tough being a high-profile work in progress in the internet age.
The tweet started just before the curtain rose, 24 minutes late, on the first preview of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, and continued during the show. Quote, Spider-Man musical preview, glitch stop show mid-first act, actress suspended above stage for 5 minutes now, unquote. And for the next several hours during the show, which stopped four more times for technical difficulties, and the next day, on blogs and in newspapers, Spider-Man was sliced, diced, dissected, and declared dead on arrival, all on the basis of its very first public showing. Veteran producer Manny Eisenberg is mystified.
This is sort of like vultures sitting on a tree. These people did not start out to be embarrassed or to do an embarrassing show. And Julie Taymor is a heavyweight director. So why everybody is rooting for this failure in some perverse way is somewhat unbecoming, I would think.
A show's preview period is a time to work out the kinks in front of an audience, to tighten and clarify the storytelling, sometimes adding or cutting songs, to tame the technological complexities and make everything run smoothly. But Manny Eisenberg says the internet means people can post their reactions immediately.
The show is not going out of town for previews and off for a tune-up. And it's so high profile that that first performance is the opening night, whether they like it or not.
Spider-Man is under such intense scrutiny for many reasons, not the least of which is its budget-busting $65 million price tag, the highest in Broadway history, more than twice the cost of Shrek 2 years ago, says Bloomberg News Theater reporter Jeremy Girard.
The stakes on Spider-Man are so much higher and so much more in line with Las Vegas than Broadway, that's why everybody's really interested in it. This show is going to cost $1 million a week to run. That's twice as much as any other Broadway show.
Spider-Man's problems have been well documented, from the death of its founding producer, to financial difficulties causing delays for a year, to actors getting injured practicing some of the show's ambitious high-tech flying stunts. And until it was unveiled on Sunday evening, nobody really knew what the show was, or was trying to be. A week and a half before previews began, U2 songwriter The Edge tried to explain.
It's been impossible to find a way to describe what this thing is, because it's not straight musical theater, it's not rock and roll, it's not opera, and it's not circus, but it is elements of all of those things. So we, in many ways, are kind of doing something that is highly ambitious and unprecedented.
And his writing partner, Bono, acknowledged, even before preview started, that the technical challenges of the show were making progress slow and difficult.
In fact, when the previews come on, I wouldn't be surprised there'll be lots of stopping and starting. I know that's allowed, but in the days of the internet, there'll probably be a lot of snickering.
So now, Bono, The Edge, and Julie Taymor are working under the microscope for the next 7 weeks to get their show as right as can be. Spider-Man has its second Broadway preview tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can fly too high and get too close to the sun. See how the boy falls from the sky.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.